Hello?
Hey, Michael. Good morning. It's Aubrey.
Oh, what's up, Aubrey?
It's going well. It's going well. It's a really hot morning this morning, but it's going well.
Where do you live?
In North Carolina. I'm actually in Fayetteville, the Army City.
Fayetteville, North Carolina, you said?
Yes, sir.
Actually, my nephew was just going to college out there. Bruins.
FCU or FSU?
I'm not sure what they call it exactly, but yeah, the Bruins. They're blue and yellow, and I think they're a bear or something.
Yep. FSU, Fayetteville State University. Nice.
Yeah, he played for the basketball team. He gave up because the coach was too hard on him. The coaches called him a gamer because he never practiced. But he's good in the game. Like, yeah. He's really, really good, man. He just won't practice hard.
Wow. That's amazing, though. That's small world.
Small world, man. You might know him.
Indeed. What's his name? I didn't personally go to FSU, but my little brother did.
Yeah. Ryan Swagman.
Not familiar.
They call him Swaggy.
Now that sounds familiar.
Yeah, that, if you went to the games or know people that went to the games, they'll know. He only went for a year, and then he said he was going to take a year off. No.
Oh, wow.
That was a year or two ago, right? Like 2 years. Oh, a year and a half, something like that ago.
Hey, man, as long as he goes back and finishes. At least 1 year. At least one extra year. Get that 2 years in.
Yeah, I never even graduated high school. So.
And I understand that, too. 100%.
Situational.
Yeah.
So what's up with you, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you following our conversation a couple days ago. I wasn't able to reach you in the morning yesterday. And I didn't want to blow up your phone here. So I did want to touch base today just to see how you guys are feeling here, seeing if we're ready to start that trial, see if the system works for you guys.
We had, I think it was 3 quotes yesterday, and the one is bright and early, 6.
6 in the morning? So goodness.
I don't have a logo. Do y'all create a logo for me as well, or what?
So we assist in the creation of a logo. So what I mean by that is we want to go based on a design that you have in mind, right? So your design team does work with you in terms of that. Yes, we can certainly create a logo and then attach that to your website.
Okay. Honestly, I don't know what I have in mind, logo. I didn't even think much about it. But maybe I should, right. And then, what's it gonna look? That's why I keep going on is what it's gonna, that one, the courtyard. I'm with my business partner now. We just went to a job, no answer. And then, now we're gonna go to 2 quotes and another job.
Okay.
You're on the phone speaker.
Excellent. You wanted an example of how in depth we go for your website. Is that what you were meaning a moment ago?
I'm making these weird turns, all these new roundabouts. Weird.
Oh, you're driving. Pay attention to the road real quick. Safety first.
I'm in my car a lot, man. We're in a customer's house. I'm trying to figure out a logo for your name. Can we get a little cheaper on the price? Me and my business partner was discussing that. If we could get... Fuck right there. Maybe $50 less, but on the each month instead.
Okay. So what I can do is I can apply that initial same 249 to your month-to-month as well. So that does pull off, you know, that extra 50 instead of 299 a month. It would be 249 a month. So it'll just match your 249 initial investment. That's as low as I can go. So I'm already pulling off your initial setup fee as well as $50 off that monthly.
And that's every month?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got to reach customers because I've never made a Google, and you're going to help with that, which is lovely because I don't even know where to go in terms of that. So I have to get a hold of customers because I'm getting any reviews and stuff, of course.
And we do assist with that as well. Now, we don't create fake reviews, but we do assist you in streamlining reviews into one place.
Say it again, you cut out.
Oh, yeah, I was saying that we can help you with reviews as well. Now, we don't create reviews, right? Nothing about our company is fake, but we can assist you in getting reviews and getting those streamlined to your profile.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All right, well. All right, you ready for payment, I guess, right? You've been ready for payment. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. But before we do that, I do want to make sure how we're projecting your business and everything is correct. I know that was an issue you had before, spelling being wrong, things like that. So I want to make sure all of that's in order for you, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, let me turn this call. You're cutting in and out. Let me turn the call. Call off the start. Walking.
Just let me know when I'm coming in a little bit clearer for you.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah, sorry, Sean.
All right, excellent.
Okay, so back to the spelling.
All right. So for we'll go over the business information first. So Michael Enterprises, it's MICHEAL for Michael, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then Enterprises, and you do put LLC at the end of that, right?
I assume so. I mean, that's what it says on the LLC. So.
Okay. Perfect.
But like, I didn't know if we could or not.
Okay, there we are. That's Cincinnati. And then what is the business address?
Right.
Business address?
What is that? I'm going to use Amelia, Ohio address.
Okay.
It is 3476 Hickory Lane, 45102.
45102. Is that still Cincinnati?
It's Ohio. Or it's Amelia.
Amelia. Gotcha.
Amelia. Yeah, it's just out of Cincinnati. It's in the sticks. They're actually turning it into like a number of subdivisions.
Yikes. Okay. So it still has it under Cincinnati. It's actually not showing. How do you spell Amelia?
A-M-E-L-I-A.
Okay. A-M-E-L-I-A. And then A-M-E-L-I-A. For your preferred number that you want your clients calling through, that is still the 513-283-5236.
Yeah, but I could put two numbers, couldn't I?
Absolutely.
Okay, because then for a man, just another number for managing. Hold on, let me grab it. Hold on, sorry. I gotta get in here.
All right, take your time.
513.
513.
410.
410.
4032.
4032. Now, is this the preferred number? Is this the one you want on your Google profile?
Do you put both?
We can put both, but we prefer you only have the one, because if customers calling in two numbers and you guys get overwhelmed, things like that. So it's a little easier if you have a preferred number versus two. But we can put two if you'd like.
Yeah, no, just the regular one. I don't know if there's a way to put it. If I'm not answering, but I can always put that in my voice message. Where's my...
All right, perfect. And then we have first name, Michael. Last name?
Yes. Haring. H-E-R-I-N-G. M-I-C-H-E-A-L.
All right, just to make sure I got the last name spelling correct. H-E-R-I-N-G.
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. Let me go ahead and make sure that's in there for you. The next thing we want to do is create your security question. With increased visibility, naturally, you'll receive third-party calls from vendors not related to Local Splash. So we provide the security question, as well as so you can get into your dashboard if you happen to lose your password, for that reason, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you have three to choose from here. You can use your first pet's name. You can use the city you were born in or mother's maiden name.
Maiden. Maiden.
All right, perfect. And then how's that spelling?
Downing. D-O-W-N. I feel like there's an E and an I-N-G, but I don't think so. So it's just I-N-G. Downing. I know it's spelled a little different, but that's how I spell it, so...
Gotcha. So this will always be lowercase, okay? Even the D in Downing, it'll always be lowercase for you. So if you ever lose your password or anything like that.
Me that, because I'm a cat guy, you know? I'm a cat guy.
Oh, yeah.
First type of guy.
Nice.
Okay.
We do this just for ease of access for you guys, that's all.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
All right, perfect. And then give me one moment here so I can have to put in all the billing information manually. Let me pull that up for you here.
Right.
Okay. And then for the address, the billing address and things like that, that's all the same. Amelia, Ohio, same address as well?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, perfect. That is 3476 Hickory Lane, Amelia, Ohio, 45102.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then is it MasterCard, Visa?
Okay. Let's see. Which one is going to be on this red? Let me see which one I want to use. Yeah, Master.
Master? Okay, perfect. All right, and I'm ready with the number when you are.
5318-1501-4651-8740.
August 2029.
And an
861. All right. Before I process that here, I do want to go through our voice verification for you. So this is another layer of protection, and it does outline the service agreement between Local Splash, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Michael Enterprise.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Herring, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I am.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? I'll provide that number in just a moment.
Say it again? Sorry.
Yeah. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? And I'll provide that number in just a moment. Okay, perfect. So please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Just let me know when you're ready there.
Okay. Will you put this down, Keith? All right. He said go ahead.
All right, so that's 877-635-6225.
All right.
All right, and as a result of increased...
What?
Local Splash.
L-O-C-A-L and then S-P-L-A-S-H.
Absolutely. All right. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We provide your security question and have you save our number for that reason. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What's that mean?
So that just means if you're thinking of doing some other type of Google marketing, right? And it may cross wires with what we have going here. We want to make sure you're not double paying for the same service.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, so what am I agreeing to? I don't understand what I was agreeing to, though. Just that you'll make sure that I'm not being double charged.
Yeah, so with SEO, right, only one company can work on your actual SEO listing at a time, right, because that's, first of all, Google rules, but it also saves from profile rejection, suspensions, things like that. So if you're being presented with a marketing offer that sounds similar, we want you to give us a call so we can go over things to make sure you're not double paying for things that you're already receiving from us. Yes, sir. All right, and as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. So this is just business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, which you don't have to worry about that yet, and any other items recommended for Google business profile verifications. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame just results in delays of this account until we get those documents for you. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
All right, perfect.
Are you going to send a link for it?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. And then your initial payment for the term, an account setup will be charged today. That is the 19th of September in the non-refundable amount of $249. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 19th of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly recurring payment. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225 to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, excellent. So stand by for me here really quick. You're going to receive a couple of emails from me. The first one is going to be your initial invoice. That'll have your terms of experience or your terms and conditions. You're going to get your Welcome to Local Splash email. This will have your username, which will just be the phone number. as well as your temporary password. We do want to make sure that you do change that password. I just recommend that for my clients. A lot of people do have, like, their own passwords they have for everything. So a lot tend to forget that they have a temporary password. So, you know, at your earliest convenience, definitely go ahead and get that changed. The next thing we want to do is set your client interview. Let's see. What times do we have here? Do you have a little availability this afternoon, about 45 minutes for your client interview?
Like right now?
No. Just sometime today, about 45 minutes today, to sit down with your Google team and your account manager.
Depending on the time, like right now, I do have the time. I'm just
okay.
Driving far for a bit. And I got a job. And I might have to go back to the other job, then I got another bit.
Okay, so it seems like today is pretty booked for you.
Low range.
Let's see. How about more in the late afternoon? Do you have some availability then?
Yeah. What time you guys close?
So we close at 7.
Right. So you're talking about like 5, 6? Yeah. We start 6.
6 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah. And if not, can't I reach them if I get a little bit of time?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to do the client interview today if you don't have, like, time for you. So let's say we get to that time and they go to call and you don't have any time to go over that with them. You can set it for Monday. You can set it for Tuesday, right?
Okay.
Okay. All right, perfect. So you're going to receive another email here in just a second. This will be your invitation to your client interview. Just make sure the time looks good. It's set in PST, and time zones mess with me a little bit, so I want to make sure it looks good for you.
You just sent it to me. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. No. Yes, sir. Yep. Just sent over the client interview invite.
Which number do you send it to? Go ahead and do it. Keep on driving.
So I sent it to your email. The number that the number that's listed for them to call is the 5236 number.
So it's an email?
Local slash. Yeah, it's a calendar invite for your client interview.
Okay, well, Local Splash did just text from the department right here. So I got Local Splash,
the
initial invoice.
Initial invoice, yes, sir.
And then
perfect.
I have Local Splash support.
Okay, perfect. So your invoice, you can open that through the text message. I'm pretty sure the link will allow that, but it's also in your email. So what that is your terms of experience, right? I do want you to look through that, make sure everything looks good there. And then you'll see three checkboxes. Just go ahead and check those for me.
My what? It's my what?
I'm sorry?
Terms of what? You said
terms of experience.
Do you know my experience?
No. So it's just another name for terms of conditions. That's in the link,
okay.
Your initial invoice.
Said, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that.
Here, read this. Can you see? Bro, look through that. See if everything looks right. He's looking through it now.
Okay, yeah, take your time. I want to make sure it all looks good for you.
If you got any questions, Keith, ask them. All right. He's a little camera shy.
Hey, so am I.
I'm not a shower, I'm a grower, right?
That is my favorite phrase. Oh my goodness, how many dates I've been on where I had to say that.
Yeah, okay, and then we got that support one too, so he read through them.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then the next email you guys should have is your action needed. That's just your pictures and things like that. We'll go over that with you in your interview. And let's see. And then your welcome to local splash email should also be there.
Yeah, that one's there.
You got that as well? Awesome. So that'll, of course, have your username and your temporary password. The action needed pictures, no need to worry about that till we get to your client interview. They'll go step by step exactly what they need from you there. And then for the initial invoice, of course, again, make sure everything looks good, sign and date. If you're on the phone doing it, you'll have to turn it sideways to click submit or it won't let you. I have no idea why it does that.
Right. Okay. Man, when does this Japanese song? I wonder, I don't know much about this, but I've been talking to people. How do I get people to sponsor me, or you know what I mean? Like they'll write me a check and all that. Do you know anything about that?
So when you say sponsor, like you mean like an actual sponsor, like sponsoring the business,
yeah,
like paying you to sponsor?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't necessarily have a system for that particularly. Now, when you say sponsored in terms of Google, we think Google ads. We think like local service ads, things like that. We do have those services, but we don't have like, I'm trying to find the right word for it. Like a baseline service for that, right? If we go sponsored,
okay,
we go sponsored. Like you're getting Google guaranteed or you're getting Google ads. We don't do small sponsors. We need you guys
okay
in the most successful position possible.
Yeah. So say, cause you know, I'm new. I'm a
mm-hmm
new owner. I've been doing it under the table for years, obviously. Do that forever. And, say I blow up off of, like, your jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all sponsor, like, someone that is, like, you know, what's the word for it? Like, known? Five-star, like, you know what I mean? Viable? Consistent?
Oh,
you know,
like established business promotions and things like
yeah,
that.
Like, yeah, like, you help me get to the, like, a campaign and then make people want y'all more. Stuff like that.
Gotcha. So we pride ourselves here at Local Splash. Oh, yeah, definitely. I know what you're talking about. Hear me out here, right? So with Local Splash, right, the reason we're so successful but not a whole lot of people have heard of us is because we don't tether our names to anything we provide for you guys, right? Your Google profile will not have Local Splash listed. Your website we make for you will never have Local Splash listed, right? We partner with your business so that everything about your business is 100% organic. So we're like a shadow sponsor, I guess you could call that.
That's dope, but, you know, state of mind exists, like, you know what I mean? It brings me to a place where I'm, you know, cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if I was like, you know, and I want people to use y'all too. I want everybody to eat in the world. You know what I mean? Especially people helping people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? When I get my church made, right, I could get like
mm-hmm
y'all's logo on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that is what I'm saying. So, you know, just, I don't know what you got to do to go about that or whatnot, but yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We can certainly get into talks about that for sure. I can actually go ahead and send that over to my management team and take a look into that as well, because that does sound like something great. I don't want you to be in a position where you put our logo on something and, you know, that's not a good thing.
Right.
I want to make sure all the green lights are there and things like that. So I'll definitely go ahead and I'll actually start communicating with my managing boss now after we get off the line here about that. That's a fantastic pitch.
Yeah. But I mean, it's gonna be a deal, right? Everybody
absolutely pay it forward.
About
I love it.
Yes, sir. Oh, my bad. I went off topic.
Oh yeah, no problem. I'm making a note of that and everything. Yeah, That is a progressive business model that I would love to put in front of my management. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, shit. People don't know y'all, and I mean, it's reasons why people won't give you a chance. You know what I mean?
It happens. I mean, a lot of people have been through a lot when it comes to marketing. They've been through Wix. They've had the Angie situation. They've been through a lot. And a lot of times that leads people to believe that anybody calling them is the same thing. So it happens.
What's the Angie situation?
So the Angie situation is where folks are, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of this, but Angie will hire anybody in the area. It doesn't matter what kind of contractor you are. If you're a plumbing contractor, they're going to have 20 of you. And the thing that they do is they'll buy their leads from Google and then drop them in the middle of all these contractors. So all these guys are getting the same exact lead. You're all going to pay for it. And what ends up happening with a lot of them is they're standing in a line at somebody's house that they're going to go do work for and outbidding all these contractors.
I have not did that through Angie yet, but my buddy was just telling me about that, and I was like, you know what? That's dick. You know what I mean? But that's also probably for the bigger type of things. Like, I don't think people realize when I put that I'm a handyman, you know what I mean? I'm a jack of all trades. I can do everything, and I'm going to make sure my customers know that. You know? And I'm going to give them my personal line, my personal card, you know? So, it don't seem like there's many there, because it's like, be the first one to write, and I'm always the first one to write, and my competition is 4 hours to my response time's 10 minutes. Like, you know what I mean? So it's on them, really. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely.
I answer your phone, but like, it depends. You gotta hire someone to answer that phone then, buddy. I get it. Hire someone to answer that phone or get on that app or something, you know? I bet your mom would love to do it. Show her a couple bucks to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, strategy. That's what it's all about.
Sure. Yeah, I heard about that, though. I didn't hear about it until after I was here. I actually heard that the other day while I was pouring concrete for one of my buddies. He has his own concrete company.
It's a growing problem. Like at first it was just I was hearing it here and there, and now it's just in this past 2 months I can honestly say about 75% of the people that I've helped in that last couple of months had that exact situation, that line situation, having to chase down the leads, right, the third party thing. We got them set up, we got them good, and now they're taking on qualified leads through Google Guaranteed, and it's working out great, because those have a 92% conversion rate, and these are people calling you directly, so there's no text message being sent out. It's a living, breathing human listening to your dial tone and waiting for you to pick up on the other side to discuss business, and now they're in that position, and they're doing fantastic. It's great, because we don't share your leads. Google Guaranteed doesn't share them out, because they don't work with your competitors. So it's one big loop of success.
Oh, so you'll know my leads, though? Like, you'll send me leads? Or how's that work? Or is it going to go through the Google when you put me on number one or whatever?
Yeah, so for your organic listing, we don't send those leads, right? Those are all organic people calling you, so you're not paying for those leads. When I'm mentioning Google Guaranteed, that's the actual pay-per-qualified lead program. So what happens there is these are all of Google's high-intent clientele that are looking for work in whatever given area. So Google does screen them, right? They get their own little application. They fill out what they're looking for, what their price point is, things like that. And they send that into Google. Google then distributes that to a contractor in that area. You take it on, right? They'll call your phone. You talk business, give the estimate, give the quote. Make the appointment, convert the work.
Okay. All right.
But I do have your interview set in here. Did you guys have any questions before I give you your big welcome to Local Splash here?
Keith,
nothing to think of.
None at the moment. But he has. Is there any like personal lines? or anything that I can, like, if y'all's business is closed, I can get contact if I ever, like, need something?
Absolutely. So in terms of, like account changes or, like, answering questions?
Yeah, anything, yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and send over my my personal office cell. I did send you a text over. You can ask questions, concerns, if you need me to get in contact with somebody here at the company or anything like that. Just go ahead and send me a text message. I'll respond, right, with whatever it is that you need there, and I'll give you a time when they can call if there's a callback we have to set for you or, cool. You know, a time when we're going to open and we can have somebody get to you. Absolutely.
Cool, cool, cool. Appreciate that. So what is it?
Yep. So you should see a text message there. It says, this is Aubrey. I just sent that over for you. Maybe that was the wrong number. I sent that to the 4032. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There we go. Now I sent it to the 5236.
And what's the link?
The link? It sent you a link?
Just what you do is you can forward this all to me. Hold it.
Well, go ahead. I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. So my personal office cell, just let me know when you're ready for the number there.
Okay. Press that check thing.
That's how you forward messages.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for it.
So that's 951.
951.
221.
221.
4111.
4111.
Yes, sir.
I just sent it to you. So I can save it later because I am driving. All right. Is that about it?
All right. Perfect. Yep. I just received that. This is Michael. I just received my phone number. Back to the text message there. Perfect. So that is everything. Let me be the first to welcome you here to the local Splash family. I cannot wait to see your results here. I may not be your first point of contact anymore, but I do like to check in on my clients from time to time, see how you guys are doing, and, you know, really see where you guys are really making your mark here, if that's okay with you. I don't want to follow,
for
you
sure.
Know, I don't want to, okay, perfect. I don't want to follow up with you if you're not okay with that. All right, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great working with you guys so far. Again, I can't wait to see your guys' results. Let's go ahead and make it happen.
All right. Thank you, buddy, man. You have a blessed day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Michael. You as well.
All right. Bye.